Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi OK.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and I love this next story. Joining us now is our partner, The New York Times, Noam Cohen, who writes the Link by Link column for The New York Times. He joins us from Buenos Aires in Argentina because that, of course, is the site of the Wikimania conference.
Okay.
The annual Wikimania conference. The Wikipedia, of course, it's prided itself on being a kind of authoritative source of internet information, but it's sort of prepared exclusively by users, all right? They've decided suddenly to use editors. Noam, good morning.
Good morning.
I would suspect that at the New York Times, the idea that Wikipedia has decided to actually use experienced editors would constitute a bit of a "we told you so" over there at the Times.
Wow. No, I think, in fact, New York Times doesn't think all that much about Wikipedia, and I'm sure Wikipedia doesn't. Well, I shouldn't think about the New York Times, but I think they're just on two different tracks, and I think Wikipedia is this wild experiment that's sort of taking its turns and kind of, you know, dealing with its own success, which is something that I don't think the New York Times was really imagining was going to happen.
No, well, let me just say for the record, Noam, that was a low blow, and I was absolutely trying to go there deliberately. But I mean, in many ways, Wikipedia is trying to prevent what we've seen very famously called vandalism, where people can edit their own entries to make themselves look better. The Colbert Report actually did an broadcast live sort of manipulation of a guest's Wikipedia entry right on the show. Its interactivity is part of its problem.
Yeah, I think also they get tired of being judged by the few bad cases out of 3 million articles. So I think it's another attempt that to really just get an absolute kind of handle on what they do and then make sure that sort of make it very hard for things like hoaxes to, like Colbert saying, you know, say that there's six times as many elephants or what have you. But you know, obviously it represents a change, because a lot of what people liked about Wikipedia is that you can go in there and I can write what I know or what I, you know, and what I source, but that it's me and it goes right up immediately. So having another layer is definitely a change in its character a bit. So it's part of, I would say, the growth process, because I think Wikipedia, like the New York Times, like The Takeaway, is just dealing with the idea of its own success, which is just something that I think it's hard for anyone to have predicted, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, that it would be this thing that would be considered authoritative, because it has no, you know, in a traditional sense, an authority. You know?
No, what do you think will actually get editors over here at The Takeaway? Any idea?
That was mean.
Fair question.
No, this is Femi OK. What stops people from going back and re-editing what's already been edited? Are you going to put a hold or a safe on it?
Currently, they have a system of holds on a lot of controversial stories. And actually, they think that having this sort of layer, and it's only going to be on articles that are about living people, which they feel are most prone to this kind of vandalism, because, you know, people think it's funny to, you know, make a little slur or something about someone who's famous. They think actually it might have fewer blocks this way, because in essence nothing that's done, unless it's done by one of his experienced editors, would be seen by the general public, and if it's not seen by the general public, then people feel like there'd be no motive or very little motive to do it. So I think that the idea is that it would have to be sort of read at least quickly before it would appear. And right now what they do for a lot of controversial stories is just say no one's going to deal with, let's say, someone who just passed away or something, for the next, you know, 2 days, or it could even be a week or something. Just no one, nothing will change on that, just to wait for all the mayhem to stop, in essence.
Well,
it's
a really interesting test of interactivity and the whole model of open source communication. Noam Cohen writes the Link by Link column for our partners, The New York Times. He's at the Wikimania conference in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Wikipedia has decided to use editors. Thanks, Noam.